I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1965. That was the day that 8,000 social workers went on strike in New York City. For 28 days that bitter cold January, these workers marched on the picket lines. They were members of the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, District Council 37, and the Social Service Employees Union. In walking off the job, these working people defied a New York law that forbade public sector workers from going on strike. 10 of the city's 25 welfare offices were completely shut down by the strike. One of the main issues of the action was the massive caseload each worker was expected to carry. Some of the workers who helped organize the action brought their experiences from the civil rights movement, and specifically in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and the Congress of Racial Equality. They were fighting not only for better working conditions, but also better services for their clients. One rallying call for the strike became rehabilitation, not humiliation. Welfare rights and civil rights activists supported the work action. Quickly, the city moved to get an injunction against these working people, who were standing up for better conditions. Mayor Robert Wagner fired all of the striking workers. 19 strike leaders were thrown in jail for 2 weeks. With mounting pressure coming from labor and civil rights leaders, the city agreed to appoint a 5-person panel to settle the dispute. The resulting contract made considerable gains for the social workers. Caseloads were capped at 60 clients. They also won improvements in pay, health insurance, vacation, and sick time. The strike is seen as an important victory by public sector workers, not only gaining a better workplace, but also improving service to the public. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.